You're listening to a replay of Zach and Evan on Z Radio Live.
The Web City Music Station is Z Radio Live. This is Zach and Evan, and joining me over the phone, it is Frederick Bonnke. He is the author of 23rd Parallel South, A Tale of Unexpected Voyage. Hey, Frederick, how you doing?
Hey, Zach. Great. Thanks for having me.
Anytime.
Really appreciate it.
Anytime. Glad to have you on the air with us. And you know what? Tell us about this brand new book, 23rd Parallel South. What is it about?
The whole idea behind that was actually, it's based on true events. It's a true story, actually. It's something that lies really deep to my heart because it's inspired on the story of my grandpa, pretty much. And the whole idea is to portray that and actually bring it towards awareness of people in the sense that there is a lot of stories that are never being told, right? Or there is a lot of... how can I put it? There's a lot of things in history that are never mentioned. And I grew up pretty much with that story. And I always grew up by him telling me different things about it and how difficult it was for him to actually go through those events, right? So I wanted to portray that and bring up awareness in the sense of how many more stories are actually not being told, right? How many other events in our history are just forgotten and that shouldn't be. So in his case, going back to the book, it's about a guy called Conrad. He actually grew up in Germany in a city that is called Stettin, that used to be Germany. Nowadays, it's Poland. And he was on a commercial route between Hamburg in Germany and Mozambique in Africa. And that was around the year 1939, which was pretty much just before World War II started. So in this book, we will go through the whole journey on how Conrad actually came to be in the sense of what's his background, what's his story, how was the journey actually between Hamburg and Mozambique, and then the events on the way back, because it was a commercial route between those two countries, and on the way back, World War II actually started. And he had two British ships actually after him, chasing them already. So they couldn't go back home to Europe because war started. So they decided to flee to Argentina. That was the end goal. Eventually, they ended up running out of fuel and they had to land in Brazil. And that's how it all started.
Wow. That is insane. And this was this all told from, you know, stories from your past? Or like, did you actually get to get to talk to your family about this? Or like what?
Yep.
How did you kind of get the story straight?
So from my grandpa, as I mentioned, right? So he actually, well, I was able to grow up with him. He passed away 10 years ago, almost. But I was able to absorb a lot, you know, during, you know, when he was alive and when we were talking, all of that. So I was able to capture a lot, of course. Also going back, talking to my mother, gathering more information on it. And I always thought it was worthwhile to write a book about it. Because it's sort of a unique story in a unique situation, right? And then in Brazil, for example, he spent the first 3 years actually living in the harbor, pretty much, in a country that you don't speak the language. You don't understand anything what's happening. There was no money, right? Because they weren't getting paid or anything like that. So they were doing pretty much anything that they could, like him and his crew and his, you know, fellow companions and all of that. And then in 1942, Brazil actually needed to make a decision if they would actually join the war on the side of the Axis or if they are going to join it by the side of America and, you know, the other powers. So, and they took the decision to join, of course, the Allied powers. That means my grandpa and all of his companions and Conrad and the crew were all declared enemies.
Wow.
So that means they were all shipped down to a concentration camp in Brazil.
Oh, Jesus. That is insane.
My grandpa spent 3 years in a concentration camp in Brazil, and people don't know that.
Wow. That is insane. And, you know, I mean, and it's so incredible that you're able to get that, you know, one-for-one experience by talking to your grandfather even before he passed away, you know, to get the actual knowledge on it, you know? It's just insane. What did you have, like, always an interest in history? Or was this strictly just, you know, because it's your family, you wanted to kind of... base it on that.
I do, yeah. I mean, that was, of course, you know, the spark on it, right? My background has nothing to do with history at all, right? I work in sales, I work in marketing, acquisition, all of that. But I always had a keen interest in actually, history and just, the idea of having two different perspectives, at least to the so-called truth, that always intrigued me, right? Because going back to the example now of my book, which is based on the story of my grandpa, what was his crime? What has he done as a person, mm-hmm. right? His only crime was actually being German. He didn't kill anyone. He didn't done anything, nothing to no one. He wasn't in the Navy or anything like that. Right.
It's kind of interesting. That was the kind of like the reverse of what the Nazis did. You know, it was kind of like the Nazis, you know, were all about, oh, because you're Jewish, you know, you're going to be castrated. You know, now you're talking about your grandfather because he's German. You know, he's going to be castrated, too.
Yeah. But you see, Zach, how ironic that is. Right. And that's the idea. Right. That's why I always thought I need to bring that book out. You know, I need to get that information out to people, right? Because it's, as I mentioned, it's about awareness in the sense that there is no good or bad, mm-hmm. right? There is no, oh no, every German is a bad person or, you know, or every American is a bad person or good person or whatever. You know, it's a matter of perspective, right? And trying to capture those points in history and trying to capture those moments in our lifetime, it creates that sort of awareness, you know, and people might think, hey, you know, maybe there is another side to it.
And what's wild
and that's
is that,
how it all started. Yeah.
I was going to say, and that's wild that this happened, you know, just at the start of World War II, you know, I mean, right before the Nazis took over and, you know, and all that prevailed, you know, and it was just, and that's just insane that this would even occur, you know. Did your grandpa have any, like, you know, any hatred towards the people who captured him, or like, was there any type of do you remember if there was any type of like remorse against them?
No, not at all. I suppose that he also understood the situation, right? Especially because he was able to live there, you know, for 3 years at the harbor, trying to, you know, earn an honest living. And the Brazilian government was really good to them as well in that sense. So it wasn't a concentration camp, thank God, as it was, you know, like in Germany and what people did to the Jews and other minority groups, right? They were just prisoners in that sense. But they didn't kill people or anything like that, so they were treated fairly. But they were prisoners, right? That's something that we cannot forget. But even after the war, 1945, they were released because war was over. They were no longer prisoners, nothing along those lines. He wanted to go back to Germany, but Germany was destroyed. His city, imagine, you are in New York, Zach.
Yes.
You leave New York, you go, you know, working pretty much. After a couple of years, New York is now Canada.
Never would happen, but yes.
Hypothetically, right?
Hypothetically.
I mean, it's not your country anymore. It's not your people anymore in that sense, right? So now there's someone else calling
it home. I think New York would actually be better if it was Canada. I think it would be I'd be happy to eat a lot of poutine if I was, you know, able to come if it was actually Canada. You know,
I can imagine that. Yeah.
And that's a bad example because I think Canada actually taking over New York would actually be a good thing. You know, it'd be a lot more happier, I feel like.
You maybe gave me an idea for our next book there, Zach.
There you go. What if Canada took over the United States? There you go. I need royalties on that if you're going to do that. I'm kidding.
we can talk about it later.
Perfect.
and that's again to portray, right? I mean, probably it's a bad example, but just from perspective. Right. So it's not your country anymore. Right. You are now in someone else's territory in that sense. And of course, Canada and besides of the French speaking part, they also speak English. So that's fine. You are on the same page in that sense. But then, you know, the language is different. You know, it's a different culture. Everything is different. So they couldn't even go back. So the Brazilian government just said, hey, you know what? Stay here. They gave him all paperwork, you know, documents so that he could start his life in Brazil. And that's what he did.
Wow. That's insane, you know, and he's a true hero, you know, for what it's worth, you know. I mean, he's super hero, you know. I mean, did he know before he passed, you know, that you were going to write this book about him, or was this kind of something that came up after his passing?
He knew it.
Oh, nice.
That was always in my plans anyways. It took some time also to write it, to be fair. You know, it's a lot of information that you have to put in, a lot of research, because I want to keep it as true to the truth as possible, right? Or at least in the realms of possibilities.
That's amazing. And did he get a chance to take a look at the book before it was published, or no?
Unfortunately not, no.
No, okay.
No,
But
no.
you know what? I think he would have been very happy with the result. I'm
I
pretty
think
sure.
so too. I
Yes,
think so too.
I
That
think so.
that's what I'm thinking, right? And that was also the idea, right? That was actually the spark in it for me to start it. And now I'm also working on other pieces where my goal is to bend the reality and also create more perspectives, right? So we were talking about the so New York being, you know, Canadian, right, as an example. I'm actually writing a book right now, which has to do with the first colonies or the first settlements of the Vikings in Canada, and what would happen if actually those settlements weren't given up at that point? What would Canada or that region be looking like today?
Wow, that is going to be an exciting book. I'm very excited to see that. But for now, we're talking about 23rd Parallel South. And Frederick, where can people take a look at the book? Where can they buy it? Where can they indulge on this incredible story about your grandfather?
Amazon.com. Amazon.com. It's the whole reseller for the moment. So that means if they just look up 23rd Parallel South, they should be able to find it. If for whatever reason it's not available on Amazon, they can find me also on my website, fcbonky.com, and they can just send me a message or anything like that. I can arrange shipment and all of that.
Awesome. And you can buy a hard copy there.
They can buy a hard copy, yeah.
Yes. Frederick, thanks so much for joining us here on Zach and Evan. Best of luck with the rest of the book. I'm very excited to see the response for it, and good luck with everything.
Me too, Zach. Appreciate it. Thank
And
you.
anytime. This is the Web City Music Station, Z Radio Live, back with more Zach and Evan after this.
Miss the show? Catch Zach and Evan every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern on Z Radio Live.